South Bohemia is to many people the most beautiful part of the Czech Republic. It is an area with picturesque little towns and villages and pleasant countryside with almost 5,000 carp ponds. Its regional capital, Česká Budovice, is a charming medieval city. Its great central square, lined with 18th century arches, is one of the largest of its kind in Europe. A real jewel among Czech and Moravian towns is Český Krumlov. Its well-preserved medieval centre and the 13th century castle overlooking the Vltava River make it one of the most picturesque towns in Europe. Those interested in Czech history should visit Tábor. This town was founded by the Hussites in 1420 as a military base. Its dramatic history can be traced back in the local museum of the Hussite movement. Of the large number of old castles and chateaux, both ruined and restored, the most splendid are Hluboká, Orlík and Rožmberk. Moravia is the other historic region of the Czech Republic, with its own history and natural beauties. Brno is the capital of Moravia and the second largest city of the Czech Republic. It has many historical buildings, interesting museums and a rich cultural life. Its main attractions include the Cathedral of St. Peter and Paul, the Capuchin Monastery and the Spielberg Castle. Spielberg Castle served as a prison for many years and is now the city museum. Not far from Brno is Slavkov, Austerlitz, where the famous Battle of the Three Emperors took place in 1805. The scenic caves of the Moravian Karst, 20 kilometers north of Brno, have been created by the underground Punkva River. Telč is one of the loveliest towns in this country. Its wonderful old town square is surrounded by 16th century Renaissance houses, unaffected by modern construction. The unique character of the town's historic core is proved by the fact that it was put on UNESCO's World Heritage List of monuments and locations of universal value. The fertile plain of Hana lies in another place of special historical and cultural significance, the city of Olomouc, once the Moravian capital and still the seat of the archbishop. The old part of town is the second largest protected conservation area after Prague. Major Olomouc landmarks include the Holy Trinity Column, supposedly the greatest Baroque structure of its kind in Central Europe. There are six Baroque fountains of outstanding architectural value and the town hall with the astronomical clock. There are churches with richly decorated interiors, such as St. Venceslas Cathedral, St. Michael's Church and the Church of St. Mary of the Snows. The architectural masterpieces of another Moravian town, Kroměříž, reflect its past role as a regional ecclesiastical centre. The local castle houses an extraordinary picture collection, including paintings by Titian. Cultural legacy. Czech culture has a long and distinguished history. Prague, especially, has been a centre of cultural life during various periods. The works of Czech musicians, composers, architects, artists and writers have been widely recognized abroad. In the 17th century, the educational reformer Jan Amos Comenius produced a series of textbooks that were used throughout Europe for two centuries. All of the three foremost Czech composers, Bedřich Smetana, Antonín Dvořák and Leoš Janáček, received great international acclaim. The writer Karel Čapek gave the world the Czech word robot through his 1920 play. Bohemian and Moravian towns have also been venues of various events of international importance. These are, for example, the annual Prague Spring Music Festival and the International Film Festival held every year in Karlovy Vary.